over this world. So what we're going to say is, we interpret Scripture literally in the way that the Holy Spirit works. He uses human language to describe things to us that we don't have the capability of understanding. And even then, with the Word that has been revealed, there's still a lot that we don't understand. And we left like there's something to all that. A lot of it is like you're living in a different community where So you're aware, Revelation is something that reflects the fulfillment of the Thank you. promises. The Lord made some amazing promises to Israel. I'm talking about the restoration of Israel. He has chosen people for himself. He's promised to accept the Savior through does one interpret the number 1,000 we're talking about coming reign of Christ? There's our position is millennials, meaning nothing. So this goes back to the way that we interpret numbers and symbols. Again, what I would say, not in a literalistic way, that the 1,000 year reign of Christ, number 1,000 comes from the number of 10, right? Which is, you know, huge. 10 times 10 times 10 gets to 1,000. So if you have the number 3, you have the number 10, and those make different things. And so I am going to make the case that the 1,000 year reign of Christ is not a literal 1,000 years, but actually means forever. When Christ comes to Israel, his reign is eternal. Other ways of interpreting the book of Revelation and the millennium, but those are the main two that we're going to talk through this time. The amillennialist position and the premillennial dispensationalist position. So, I know that's a big word set, but I think that will give us enough of a foundation so that we can start diving into the text. So, plan on starting chapter 1. Nothing for us to do.